Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As soon as the Patriots lose, as soon as the offense stumbles, you're going to have folks out there clamoring for Drake May. Here's the problem with that. I have a question for you. Do you want Drake May behind an offensive line that has been blitzed all of 6 times in 2 games and allowed pressure on 45% of those dropbacks? All dropbacks. Seems hazardous to me. And you could say, oh, Drake May would escape better and he would throw long. And you know what? Yeah, he probably would throw a little bit longer. This dude is a gunslinger. We saw it in North Carolina. The good plays, the bad plays. He's going to chuck it. But through 2 weeks, would he rank 10th in QBR? Would he rank 10th in success rate? Because Jacoby Brissett is not losing his mind right now. He's keeping the whole offense together, doing an unbelievable job of taking bad situations and not making them worse. Because in the 28 times he's been hit or hurt, he has been sacked just 4 times. That 14% pressure to sack rate is among the best in the entire league, and it would be in any kind of season. It's a freaking miracle.
It's Andrew Callahan, Boston Herald, on the Pat's Interference podcast.
Very aggressive in favor of Jacoby Brissett.
It's a miracle.
It is a miracle. It's a freaking miracle.
A freaking miracle.
And he's been incredible. So Curran told us he's been excellent.
Excellent. I said, he's incredible. I said excellent. He said excellent.
So
a miracle and incredible. Excellent.
So this is annoying me now because
yeah,
I was
it
fine.
Should.
I was
it should, very, Keith.
And it does. And I was fine with the he's good enough and this is what it's going to be and like let's move on. Like we both wanted Drake May. Didn't get Drake May.
Yeah.
So like, all right. Don't turn it over and let's move on. But so he hasn't turned it over. That's a fact. You can't argue around that. But like this success rate stuff and all the like, is he a quarterback that is going to score points for this offense consistently? No. They're cherry picking certain stats.
Thank you. That's what I was just going to say.
The QBR is this. All right, what's the QB rating? Well, don't use QB rating because that's, you know, touchdowns help. He's like 23rd or whatever in QB rating.
Yeah.
And like, oh, he's only taken 4 sacks. Well, one of them cost him the game against Seattle.
It was a big one.
That was a massive, like, you can't overlook that. That was a 9-yard sack, and, you know, maybe Drake May takes that sack, maybe he doesn't. We don't know. All I do know is that Jacoby Brissett is the veteran, quote-unquote, smart quarterback that's been there, done that. So he should have avoided that, given them a better chance to kick that field goal late in the fourth quarter, and he didn't do it. So I'm good with, hey, he's good enough or maybe better than expected. But not like he's not incredible. He's not excellent, and he's not. It's not a miracle
Thank
the
you.
Stuff that he's done.
Right. So like, what is this? What is this overcompensation?
I don't understand
from
it.
The beat writers about Jacoby Brissett. Is it just he's a nice guy?
He is a nice guy.
You know, a nice guy. Don't want him anywhere near the football field.
Nice, you know where nice guys finish?
Last
place.
It's true.
Last place.
We know it all.
Just give it time.
All too well. That's and right. So when it comes to you know, Jacoby Brissett, if you want to tell me that. Okay, he's been better than you expected, as you just said. Fine, I'll allow for that. if you want to tell me that, well, he's just keeping the seat warm for Drake May, also fine.
Sure.
Excellent, miracle, incredible, far too much. I don't want to go full Kuiper on you here, Keith.
Oh, get rid of the two high safeties? That's what's killing him?
With, like, the old school stats. Yeah. But we're getting, oh, where is he in EPA per play? Where is he in QBR?
QBR, he's high. QB rating, low.
Where is he in touchdowns?
He has one.
Tied for 22nd with one. That's fewer than, to cherry pick, Daniel Jones.
Danny Dimes.
Gardner Minshew.
Minshew's good, though.
You know, never mind Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield leading the league.
Do you know where he is in completion percentage?
Oh, I was just going to look that up. Where is he in completion
25th.
Percentage? 25th.
Below Bo Pix. He's just below Bo Pix.
Let's see yards.
And Will Levis. Will Levis has completed a higher percentage of passes than Jacoby Brissett.
Yards, he's 29th. So like
29th?
That's incredible.
it's a miracle.
That's a miracle. Like
who's
that,
thrown less?
I mean, it's
Caleb
yards?
Williams, Bryce Young, who's been benched.
Jordan Love played one game.
I was going to say, nobody who has started both. The only guy who has played both games that has fewer passing yards is Caleb Williams, and it's by 3.
Well, and Bryce Young.
Oh, right.
Bryce Young has been benched.
Yeah, right, so two guys, one of them has been benched.
One guy lost his job, and the only guy who still has his job is Caleb Williams.
Awesome.
Would anybody say Caleb Williams has been incredible?
No, he's been off to a real slow start.
A miracle.
No, he's not been a miracle.
Okay, excellent.
None of that.
I wouldn't use those words.
No, I wouldn't use those words for him.
So what is this? What is this overcompensation?
People love Brissett.
For Jacoby Brissett. Maybe it's just he's a nice guy.
Killing him with kindness. Right, you catch more flies with honey. That's sort of you subscribe to that at all.
You don't want to be a Vic Vinegar
because you're in there and he's a nice guy, right? He answers your questions, and then you're like, I got to go home and write something. I'm like, am I going to say he sucks? No. What if he reads it? He's a nice guy. I don't want to make him feel bad.
It's true.
It's a miracle that he's been able to have this kind of success.
Incredible.
Holy mackerel! Imagine if they went 2-0, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Imagine if he threw for 200 yards. What would these guys
say? Let's not go crazy. Like, a good one. We did this last week.
Imagine if he threw for 200 yards and like a touchdown.
You're getting a little slappy.
Well, I mean, they run out of adjectives to even give to him.
What is the over under for tonight's passing yards? What should we set it at? Actually, we could probably look up what the real one is.
Well,
right? We can come up with our own because that's fun.
Okay, I might take what the real one is, but.
What would you handicap it if it was the Adam Jones Sportsbook?
150.
150 is a good number. It was 149 last week, I believe, wasn't it?
That sounds right, yeah.
All right, let me find.
And that's just like it's a very, very, very pedestrian number.
He's at 165 and a half this week.
Okay, so we're taking the under.
I see 166 and a half on the Sportsbook Rhode Island app right now.
Either way, under? Like, I'm not taking the over on that.
Way under.
Yeah.
Way under. Now, I'd seek an alternate line.
No, but here's part of the reason why. Yeah, go seek an alternate line for sure. Here's part of the reason why.
Yeah.
I think they're going to win. So I don't think they need to throw.
Right. Like big run game.
If you told me that's the number against the Niners, I might take the over because they're probably going to be so far behind they're going to have to throw.
Still, they might not hit
the over. Okay, they might not. I get it. But you get the logic?
175 yards is plus money. Yeah, 175 yards is plus money.
Wouldn't touch
it. That's a funny way of putting it, though.
Wouldn't touch it, yeah.
It's an NFL game.
So, like, again, Tom
Curran. 2024. This ain't Burnt Jones.
Tom Curran, who will be on WEEI Afternoons today.
That's right.
Who we talk to every week, who I love.
Tommy Tuesdays
here on Jones and Keefe. I love Curran. But, like, what adjective do you move to if he actually has a good passing game? Andrew Callahan, who I'm also a fan of.
Yeah.
What are you going to refer to Jacoby Brissett at? You already used miracle, excellent, and incredible.
Tom Brady-esque.
Brady-esque.
That's probably the highest form.
Future Hall of Famer. Jacoby, he throws for 200 yards and a touchdown. He's a future Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Like, what are you going to do with
that? They're going to waive the 5-year minimum, put him in this year.
Let me give you one more with Callahan. And he said this on TV. He didn't quite say that in the Patch Interference podcast, but I heard him say this on BST the other night. He said he wouldn't play Drake May, which he said in the clip. So he was asked, all right, fine. Well, then what do you do if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt? He says, play Joe Milton.
That's not fair to the rest of the team. No, you can't do it. Like, I'm all for Joe Milton. I love the fact that he can throw the ball further than anybody. He should get in a Vortex commercial, throw the ball out over the mountains.
Kuiper must love him.
He
must be Kuiper's favorite quarterback.
So,
since Burt Jones.
Do you remember in the first preseason game where he scooted around a little bit, made a couple throws?
Do I remember?
Do you remember the other two?
Not as well.
Okay. Well, go ahead and dust those off and take a look at what Joe Milton looked like in those games. Like, he's a fun prospect. He deserves to be on the roster over like Bailey Zappi. At least there's some sort of upside there. But if you don't think Drake May's ready to play, there's zero chance Joe Milton's ready to play.
But to me, it's not even about Milton. It's like, are you nanas won't play Drake May?
They're terrified to play Drake May.
Guys, you can play him.
Like, they need all pros everywhere else on offense before you can play Drake May, apparently.
Yeah, and like, what do you expect?
I don't know.
What do you expect? If he can't play when the starter before him is hurt, where you got to throw Joe Milton out there, then you must think this guy can never get on a football
field. Well, Gerard Mayo already made it very clear that he's the backup.
Football's too violent for you. Like, nanas. Football's too violent for you. It's a violent sport.
It's true.
You can't play him in bubble wrap.
You could get him killed.
Right. And it's okay.
It's like, what?
Fine. You're going to have to cross that bridge. He's going to have to play in a game.
Picks,
he's going to
run for his life out there.
He's going to get hit at some point, you nanas. So get him out there.
It is very strange.
I am not playing Joe Milton over him.
No. Well, so you can't, right? Because, you know, David Andrews and Ramondre Stevenson and Hunter Henry can't say, really? And you're giving 30% of the snaps. So if you're giving 70% to Brissett and 30% to Drake May, what does that leave for Joe Milton so far? I'll do it for you. 0%. 0%. So you're not getting him ready. You don't want him to take over at any point. And he's also not the backup quarterback, Gerard Mayo. I forget if it was here with the Greg Hill show or if it was...
No, it was with Greg. He said
he is the backup. Yeah, because they were like, what if he gets hurt?
Unequivocally, he's the backup. Right, he was asked about that scenario.
So there you go. And I know Callahan's not saying that he didn't say that. He's just saying that that's who he would put in.
He wouldn't do that.
No, yeah. I wouldn't do that. I think you'd have a stronger argument if they somehow still had Bailey Zappe on the rosters, right? Like, I wouldn't agree with it, but I would get it. Be like, all right, if you want to go veteran, and you're just, the plan is to redshirt Drake May, then yeah, you would stick to your plan. But that's not it. They have two rookies that are backups currently.
That's not it at all. Right. No. If you had Ryan Tannehill is a popular name. Yep. If you had him, well, then fine. I would get that a little bit more. Drake May?
No.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Joe Milton?
Joe Milton, please.
Sorry. Not happening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.